Node 590220.
Connected
to node 590221.
Node
590220.
Connected
to
node
590222.
This is the NY1US.
KC2KOO for NY1US.
Yeah, I just lost everything to Texas for the launch. Did it drop off of your system as well? I can't. Everything just went offline. I tried to bring it back, but it's not coming back.
Yeah, do you think maybe this 6 minute blackout is the problem? I don't think it should be for ham radio. It's totally something different, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the backbone here. I don't know if it got overlooked. I'm trying to bring it up, but it looks like it might be all-star altogether because my stuff is starting to flounder. Things are falling offline and coming back online. It's almost like the entire network's overloaded.
Yeah, I believe that because I can see some things happening on my other node. Things would be there, and then they wouldn't be there.
Yeah, I'm gonna try a secondary path here and see if we can reestablish.
Flight Dynamics reports that airborne assets in the vicinity of the splashdown zone do have a visual on integrity. Still 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in our blackout period. Time to splashdown, 9 minutes, 35 seconds. Multiple airborne assets as part of the recovery team all have visuals on integrity. And the WB-57 flying in the splashdown zone also has a visual. And the Navy Helos also have visuals. Still in the blackout period. Still do not have communications from the crew. Standing by for communications. The crew should... Processing data from Tegrity. Landing and support officer reports the small boats are en route to the splashdown target zone. Passing through 150,000 feet, our trajectory is perfect. We're getting intermittent views of integrity. Still waiting to establish voice communication.
Integrity, Houston, comm check post-blackout.
Houston, Integrity, we have you loud and clear.
Your trajectory is nominal, and your recovery team has visual.
Guys, looks good.
No action for the enabled internal camera controller fail.
Cheers from the viewing room here in Mission Control as voice communication reestablished with Commander Reed Wiseman. For America and a waiting world, integrity is 5.5 minutes away from coming home. Passing 100,000 feet now. Range to splash down 19 nautical miles.
Integrity, impact to the camera controller fail is no tab one views of the chute.
Integrity.
We're processing good data through the GPS system. Good view of integrity, time to splash down 4.5 minutes. And a view of integrity from the WB-57. We're at 50,000 feet. The pyros are on for forward bay cover jettison.
This is the NY1US.
And there go the first series of parachutes. And we're on drogues.
And Houston, we're visual 2 drogues out the window.
2 good drogue chutes. Next up.
We copy. We see them.
Next up, a deployment of pilot parachutes that will pull the main chutes out. Time to splash down 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Perfect descent rate according to flight dynamics.
Good rate on 2 drogues.
We keep the same on board.
Passing through 10,000 feet. Still on drogues. Main chute deploy. We're at 5,000 feet. Search and recovery beacon has been activated on integrity. And we have 3 good main chutes. Good three main chutes, good reefing, good descent rate.
Right, then we see three good-looking parachutes. Integrity, cabin pressure indicates no need for hydrazine checks.
Integrity, copy.
This is a perfect descent for Integrity. It's crew sounding hale and hearty on board. Time to splash down 1 minute 15 seconds. Integrity about to complete a journey spanning 694,481 miles from its launch from the Kennedy Space Center back on April 1st, and a trip around the moon. Passing through 1,000 feet.
Integrity, splashdown, sending post-landing command now.
Splashdown confirmed.
Copy splashdown, waiting on VLDR.
Splashdown confirmed at 7.07 p.m. Central Time, 5.07 p.m. Pacific Time. From the pages of Jules Verne to a modern-day mission to the moon, a new chapter of the exploration of our celestial neighbor is complete. Integrity's astronauts, back on Earth. And the landing and support officer reports the vehicle is stable 1. We still will be deploying the crew module uprighting system to maintain that orientation. Perfect bullseye splashdown for Integrity and its four astronauts. The unofficial splashdown time, 7.07 and 47 seconds p.m. Central Time. We'll get that refined for you. It would put the end of the mission at a mission elapsed time of 9 days, 1 hour, 31 minutes, 35 seconds. And we're configuring for very low data rate. Once again, splashdown occurring in the Pacific, southwest of San Diego. It's 7.07 and 47 seconds p.m.
Integrity Houston, comm check on VLDR.
Houston, we have you loud and clear on VLDR. How are you?
We have you the same. We'll meet you over in post-landing.
Perfect communications established.
A journey. We are stable 1, 4 green crew members.
Houston, copies all.
Reed Wiseman reporting 4 green crew members. That is not their complexion. That is the fact that they're in great condition. That's what that means. So stable 1, upright, the crew module uprighting system is being deployed, the 5 airbags being inflated through helium to maintain the upright configuration for the vehicle. This was a textbook entry and a textbook touchdown for Integrity. Reed Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Cook, and Jeremy Hansen back on Earth after a journey around the moon. We continue to monitor the functioning of the CMOOS system. The airbags are being inflated to maintain a stable 1 or upright configuration. There's a good view from one of the naval helicopters hovering overhead. Reed Wiseman reporting 4 green crew members, meaning they're all in excellent shape.
Integrity Houston for Star Beacon and Radio.
Star Beacon is in 406, and we're firing for you now. Go ahead.
We see the beacon on. However, the recovery team is not seeing the signal. Your SAR radio uses the same antenna, so you may run into trouble with the radio.
Okay, copy. We're also firing up the sat phone now.
So Integrity is in great shape, and as the crew continues its post-splashdown timelined activities on board, Reed Wiseman once again reporting that all 4 crew members are in excellent shape. And we have 5 inflated airbags to maintain an upright configuration so that the reaction, the recovery team can now begin a slow approach to the vehicle. Meanwhile, here in the flight control room, Entry Flight Director Rick Hensling is polling his team of flight controllers for the start of powering down the vehicle after a thorough systems check. We have no toxic gases to be concerned about, so the recovery personnel can approach the vehicle. Not until we have powered down the spacecraft. That's expected to take a few more minutes. Integrity back on Earth following its historic flyby of the moon. was, for all intents and purposes, a textbook mission.
On 2828, but I'll remain on this frequency.
We copy.
Reed Wiseman indicating some trouble with the StarSat phone on board, but that's not an issue. What is more important is that the vehicle is solid, no issues, as we begin the power down of the vehicle to begin the recovery process. The propulsion officer here in Mission Control reports that we have safed the prop system on integrity.
Can you say again? That was very weak and broken.
Integrity, Houston did not call.
Copy that, Houston. It might have been on the side radio, stand by.
All of the milestones were executed in succession. Integrity entering the Earth's atmosphere. Right on time, reaching its peak speed shortly after a blackout period began. We emerged from the blackout period, but the recovery imagery airborne assets were able to pick up Integrity's descent almost immediately through entry interface, tracking the vehicle all the way down. And finally, you saw the sequence of chute deployments. First, the forward bay cover being pulled off the top of the vehicle by a series of three parachutes. Then the drogue chutes were deployed, followed by the three main chutes that slowed the splashdown velocity of Integrity to just 19 miles an hour.
Integrity, Houston, with no joy on SAR and SAT phone, we'd like you to command an additional 15 minutes for a total of 30-minute power down delay.
All right, Jackie, we just selected T/D+30. No joy on SAR radio or SAT phone. And standby, we have the master diver on SAR radio. Please hold Tom.
Hey, Lily. Excuse me. Hey, Jackie. We just got the master diver on SAR.
Good view of one of the fast boats.
Integrity, Houston, if you are happy with your calm with master diver, you can go back to the 15-minute power down.
Okay, stand by. Yeah, we'll confirm here in a second.
Crew on board Integrity coordinating with the flight control team in Houston here in Mission Control on the timing of the power down of the vehicle, which will be the precursor to the recovery teams approaching the spacecraft. There are no issues with Integrity. We've had a bit of broken capability in establishing a StarSat or satellite phone communications capability between the crew on board Integrity and the recovery team. That will get sorted out here shortly. There's plenty of cooling on board Integrity, so there's no rush to begin the power down.
I call you on the sat phone, and not getting an answer there either.
Concur. We haven't had anything come through.
And Houston, you can relay to recovery that we hear them, but it does not appear as though they are hearing us.
NY1US.
Houston copies, and Reed, just to confirm, you are pushing the PTT on the radio.
So as we continue to sort out the communications between Integrity and the recovery teams, we are standing by for the initiation of the power down procedures. At, as you see, the recovery teams are moving towards the side of the capsule. The next major event will be the erection of that large inflatable raft called the front porch. That will be the port of call for the crew as they're being extracted one by one from the vehicle.
Integrity, Houston, for sat phone, we are going to attempt to call you.
Good idea, standing by.
And Jackie, yes, we are pushing the push to talk, the two buttons on the left side of the radio below the up down arrows. We are utilizing them. I'm rebooting the radio to see if we get good comms.
Okay, we copy all. And just to confirm, you are seeing that you are touchdown plus 330 for power, correct?
That's the affirmative.
We are trying a backdoor approach to have Mission Control here call the crew on their satellite phone. It's all part of the coordination for the power down of the vehicle that will initiate the actual recovery operation. The first boats with the Navy divers on board are standing by, waiting to close in on Integrity, begin the process of erecting the large inflatable raft. It's called the front porch. That will be where the astronauts are extracted from so that they can have a few minutes to get their land legs back before they're hoisted aboard the Navy helicopters for the flight back to the deck of the USS John P. Murtha.
Cannot reply.
And Houston, please reply. NRD, very weak, but readable. Master Diver, we can hear, but they cannot hear us.